Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Burton W. Folsom. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, among many other books. BertFolsom.com, right, Bert?
BertFolsom.com it is, Jim.
Check out your website, your blogs there, and all the things you do. You've had recently, a couple of three articles this year in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, one on infrastructure and road building, mm-hmm. and showing that we're talking about exports here, that historically in the United States we establish an export and then we do the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You don't start with the infrastructure and hope the export comes.
Yeah, you got to get the sale first.
Got to get the sale first. And so programs that will just do infrastructure miss the point. You've got to establish a strong industry and then deal with the
That's exactly right. That's like trying to create a solution and look for a problem. That's exactly right. Yeah, that doesn't work in the marketplace. So, okay, Bert, we're talking about the charter for the Export-Import Bank is under review. They're going to be voting on it before too long, I think. And Bert and I have been debating it. He and I are on some levels of this renewal. He and I disagree, I think, because I know that Export-Import Bank has helped small businesses. I know that it's probably been abused by some crony capitalism, and I know Bert that you take the Export-Import Bank all the way back to FDR, and I know your attitude about FDR, and I don't disagree with most of those attitudes about FDR, but somebody once said, I'm trying to remember which Democrat liberal said this, but somebody on the left once said, back in the George Bush 43 period, he said, you know, just because George Bush says something or does something doesn't mean it's automatically wrong. You know, his party was having a hard time with that, right? Well, just because FDR created something doesn't mean that everything that he did is wrong. And so if Export-Import Bank started out as crony capitalism and it still has some, and as long as they're not using small businesses cover... You know what I mean?
Right.
They're
just using their money, not their cover.
Well, no, I personally know small business owners. I know their names. I know their names of their children who have benefited from Export-Import Bank.
Well, this is part of the issue we get into, Jim, that makes it interesting because there are people who have benefited from Export-Import Bank, and they're good people. Just as they're people, that's why I was using the WPA to sort of parallel. There were people who didn't have a job who got a job on the WPA, and that was wonderful. It put food mm-hmm. on the table for their family that they didn't have. Now, the problem is that it's in a district that FDR is trying to maneuver to carry. Wouldn't it be better if we had less government? Then we'd have lower taxes. If we had lower taxes...
Well, I agree with that, if we could get to that point. But let me ask you a question. The Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce spends your tax money, to help small business owners find prospects abroad. Is that crony capitalism? Does that have to meet the same test that you apply to Ex-Im Bank?
Well, that's a cabinet-level position. I'd say that is something that very well could be within the range of acceptable activity by government, constitutional and otherwise. But I'd have to see more. But what you're saying is this is
There are 110 commercial service offices around the country and also around the world that are staffed and cost a lot of money. But you and I could wander into any one of them today and start talking to people there, and they could start educating us and helping us find prospects abroad for no cost.
And the thing is, they're not subsidizing. You still have to produce an efficient product.
That's right.
And be able to make the sale with your product. They're simply alerting
which Ex-Im Bank. Which Ex-Im Bank has to, you have to do the same thing with Ex-Im Bank.
Right. Right, except that Ex-Im Bank then gets involved in the next stage of the operation, which is to finance it.
Well, they do. They do. Well, they actually, they don't so much just finance it as they guarantee it, and also they They help smooth out the transactions, the main transaction. So, all right, here's the bottom line. Should Ex-Im Bank's charter be renewed? Bert, what's your vote?
No.
Okay.
Should not be.
All right. The Jim Blasingame vote is it should be renewed, but with new stipulations on looking at the crony capitalism and maybe expanding their education of small businesses. What do you think about that?
Well, how about, yes. If you
would you take that as a first next step?
A first next step, I agree with you.
All right. We found some common ground there. Hey, Bert, I appreciate you, buddy. Always a pleasure to have you here. Come back soon.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank
Bert
you.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Bert joined us. He'll be back another day. He's been here more than 16 years. We love having Bert Folsom on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.